They're all taken care of.
Yes, Jake, but I ran into a hitch. There was somebody with them when I got there, and I had to pull the job right in front of them.
Why didn't you take care of them at the same time?
I couldn't. The whip snarled around Mugger's throat. The best I could do was crunch the man on the head with the whip handle. The girl screamed. I had to get out.
Suppose there were cops. Suppose...
Do I leave things like that to chance, Jake, or not? I had Rosie, the violet petal, follow them when I left Mugger's. We'll soon know who they are. That's better, ain't it? That must be Rosie now.
Yeah.
What
about my violet? You see violet, don't you? Nobody wants to see Rosie. Goodbye, violet. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Nobody. Well, Rosie, you follow those people like I told you to?
I sure must. Just like you told me. I've got his wallet just like you said. She was a nice lady. Just
never mind that. Give the wallet to Jake, Rosie.
But it's right here in my basket of violets. Just thought you taught me how to do the trick. There. See?
Take a look at it, Jake. Any identification?
Mm-hmm.
If I knew, I wouldn't have
the Montcalm. Some kind of cop. Now we are in trouble.
Maybe. Maybe not. Now, Rosie, you followed them to where they live, huh?
Oh, yes, Rosie. A beautiful big house.
Never mind that, Rosie. Did Cranston go in with the girl?
No, he left her at the door and went away in a car.
Sure.
You got an idea, Maude?
I've always got ideas, Jake. Rosie, I want you to deliver a message to that young lady a bunch of ways.
A message?
Yes, you take her a message from Mr. Cranston. He wants to see her right away. Here.
Tell the lady Mr. Cranston wants to see her right away.
That's right, Rosie.
All right, no. I'll go to the lady. Tell her Mr. Cranston wants to see her.
And when Cranston finds out we've got his girl, he'll go any place we want him to.
Good. Good. No. What about that job we had planned for tonight, boss? With Mugger dead, who's going to go on it with me?
Nobody, Jake. You'll go alone. The owners are away for a short trip. You won't have any trouble. It should be a cinch for you.
What's that?
Sorrow, Jake. Sorrow come for vengeance for the murder of Mrs. Whalen.
No. I didn't do it. You can't blame me. You can't.
Ran into the wardrobe, Jake. That shouldn't be there, should it? Should be on the other side.
The devil, I'm getting out of here. You trapped me, but once I get this light on, we're going to see who's... Just me.
No, Jake. I am here. Just can't see the shadow, Jake. Now tell me, why did you kill Mrs. Whalen?
I didn't. Mugger did.
Mugger's dead.
You know about Mugger.
Shadow knows a great deal, Jake. A man who kills in the dark, Jake. Who is he?
Mold, they call him. He can't see, but that grip of his, it feels out for you and grabs you.
Like it did Mugger, Jake?
Yes. He killed Mugger. Mold did it. He'd kill me if I talk.
Where do I find this Mose? Talk, Jake, talk!
The old warehouse down by the docks. He uses it for school or bed.
The old warehouse by the docks?
Help me, Shadow. Don't let Mose kill me.
Mose's killing days are over. You told the truth, you've nothing to fear. If you lie, Jake, you'll answer to the Shadow.
Thank you.
Hello, Miss Lane. Do you remember me? You bought my violets, my pretty violets.
Of course I remember you. They were pretty violets.
I've got a message for you, Miss Lane.
A message? From whom?
Mr. Cranston. He wants me to bring you to him.
I was expecting to hear from him. Where is he?
Oh, I'm not allowed to tell you. I'm supposed to bring you.
Fine, Rosie. Where do I get my coat?
You were nice. You bought my violets. You said they were pretty. Most people aren't that nice.
Well, they're just in a hurry, Rosie. They don't mean to be unkind. Come on, I'm a little anxious to see Mr. Cranston.
But
Mr. Cranston's going to be there when we get there, isn't he?
Oh, yes, Miss Lane. He don't know when, but he's going to be there,
all right. All right, Rosie. Don't be so worried. Mr. Cranston likes to be mysterious sometimes. This old warehouse is the place you were to take me, Rosie. It looks deserted.
Oh, no. It just looks that way, Miss Lane.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me. See? Here's the office. You're to wait in here.
It's dark in there.
It's always dark in there, Miss Lane.
Mousy,
don't lock the
light.
I'm
in,
Miss Lane.
Oh.
Close the door, Rosie, and get out.
All right, Mouse.
Who are you? What's
the
lot with me?
Nothing, Miss Lane. We only want to use you as bait to get your friend, Mr. Cranston. You see, you are foolish enough to stick your nose in my business.
I don't know anything about your business, or you.
Oh, yes, you do, Miss Lane. While we're waiting for Mr. Cranston to arrive, perhaps you'd answer some questions.
Why not ask me the questions, Mose?
Shadow.
Shall we meet at last? A king of beggars and a king of shadows. How interesting.
Don't move. Don't talk, Miss Lane. Drop to the floor.
Oh. My. So it's to be just the two of a shadow, eh? Good. Very good. Well, sooner or later, you must betray your present shadow upright, the click of a floorboard, the click of a shoe. I'll hear them, and when I do... That was foolish of you, Shadow.
Out with that whip, Mose.
Let's go, Shadow.
That was just a decoy to get you to swing, Mose. I was right behind you.
Listen, Shadow.
Don't move, Mose. I'm turning on the light.
Shadow, he's got a gun.
Thank you, Miss Lane. Now I know exactly where you are. One move from either you or the Shadow and I shoot. You're very clever, Shadow. And I'm just a little bit cleverer.
Don't move, Miss Lane.
You're very quiet, Shadow. Is it because you know I'm as accurate with a gun as I am with a whip, or is it because you're afraid?
Mouse! It's me, Rosie. I heard a noise and I... Oh! You've got a gun pointed at Miss Lane. Oh, you mustn't hurt him, Mouse. No.
Rosie!
No, Rosie, don't come any closer.
I warned you, Miss Lane. Oh, now!
Close.
Oh, I didn't want to shoot Mose, Miss Lane. But I couldn't let him hurt you, could I? You were nice to me. I had a gun hidden in my basket of violets. He told me to keep things there.
Don't worry, Rosie.
No one will blame you for what you did, Rosie.
I heard somebody, Miss Lane. But nobody's here. Just you and me.
There is someone here, Rosie. The Shadow. He's our friend.
Oh. All right. If he's your friend, that's all right.
You go along with Miss Lane, Rosie. The police will soon be here. You'll explain to them what you've done. No one will blame you, Rosie. And no harm will come to you.
Wonderful day, Lamont. Today our team's really
Harry going to town. Mickey gave us a shoe for at least one homer.
Mm-hmm.
Lamont, will you put that paper down?
Yeah, I was just reading about Moses' gang, Margo. The police have broken it up. Most of his beggars were fake. Those who are really in need of assistance refer to legitimate charity organizations.
Who are you?
College of Beggars is broken up. He's a mugger's murderer.
Oh, no! Oh,
no! Margo, what is it? What's wrong? What's happened?
Oh, Lamont, how awful! The two men on base, Mickey Davis, struck out!
Let me present Blue Coal's distinguished heating authority, John Barclay.
Thank you, Don Hancock, and good evening, friends. It's not too early to plan the summer checkup and cleanup of your furnace, to make arrangements with your Blue Coal dealer to have that essential job done. Yes, it's essential. It's good heating and operation that will save you money next winter and to prevent costly rust damage while your furnace is idle this summer. Blue Coal dealers have specially trained men with special equipment to do a quick, thorough, dust-free, and inexpensive job of cleaning your furnace. They can also make the minor repairs necessary and check on those trouble symptoms you may have noticed this past winter. Your Blue Coal dealer will receive many calls to summer-conditioned furnaces. So to be wise, call him now and make sure that he'll be able to fit your job into his schedule. Better make a note right now to call the nearest Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. I thank you.
This story is copyrighted by Street and Smith Publications, Incorporated. The characters, names, places, and plots are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, the shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, your friendly Blue Coal dealer brings you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. This is Don Hancock saying, keep the home fires burning with Blue Coal. The Shadow is presented by the DL&W Coal Company, distributors of Blue Coal. Lamont Cranston is played by Brett Morrison. Margot is played by Grace Matthews.